How do we dust off those old mortgage files, clear out the gutters of our utility bills, power wash perhaps, those tax documents? Well, here to save us from bad metaphors and give us some good advice, Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello. And also, just like for today, Felix, as in Oscar and Felix, the clean one.
Oscar Madison. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jill. Well, let's be the neat person in the apartment and talk taxes first. April 15 is looming, and as I look up those tax files in our house, should I throw out the really old ones? How long do I need to keep these papers?
Let's stick to 6 years, and here's why. The IRS can audit you for basically the last 3 years, but if they find a big error, they can add on additional years. And when I speak to folks at the IRS, they generally say they don't go back more than 6 years. So keep your returns, all the supporting documents for 6 years just to be safe. That's your line in the sand.
Yeah. All right. So as we're doing our taxes, we're pulling up all these statements, right? These documents, a lot of them are online. Utility bills, credit card bills, financial statements, bank statements are all online now. Am I okay, Jill, to leave them online, or should I download or print out a bunch of them just so I have them?
I mean, I love doing everything electronically. If you need something over the last year, you can usually find that bill. But I would print out anything you think you might need for the next tax season. So, you know, maybe you put something on your credit card, you sponsored your friend for a bike ride and it hit your credit card. You might want that if you're an itemized, use itemized deductions. Or maybe you want to save something that's associated with your house, maybe for warranty purposes. So maybe just print those things out. And for the rest, when I say get rid of, just to know for everybody, when I say get rid of, I don't mean throw out, I mean shred. So please, if you have physical documents, we want a shredder.
Yeah, shred why?
Well, I mean, listen, you throw stuff out right now and there are thieves just waiting. So the best practice is anything that has any personal information into the shredder, it goes. If you don't have a shredder, they're very cheap. Or just go use one of your friends who works at a big firm somewhere and throw it in their shredder.
Yeah. All right. So, right. Some of the things we do on, as you say, we're going to shred them, get rid of some stuff we don't need anymore. But how about the stuff in my file cabinet? I have to pull out and I have to blow out the dust. They've been there so long. I'm talking about old mortgage home sale papers. Do I keep those forever?
If you still live in the home, I keep everything from, say, a property deed, your home inspection, the warranty, the survey. I keep any information about home improvements or major purchases, and also mortgage documents for as long as you hold the mortgage. If you've paid your mortgage off 10 years ago, you don't need the note anymore. Otherwise, the other stuff you should actually keep.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, any additional parting words of wisdom as we're all going through our financial documents, paying our taxes, and figuring out what we got to keep?
Well, I think forever keepers, birth and death certificates, social security cards, marriage licenses and divorce decrees, military discharge papers, and estate documents. If you have these physical documents, make digital copies of them. And once you have that, put them in a fireproof safe. Did everyone hear that? Fireproof safe. Don't market important documents. That's what thieves love. They love to find your with a big arrow that says, oh, and the good jewelry's over there.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Thank you as always.
Take care.